Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to BreakingNewsShow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. North Korea's Wonsan Kalma Resort ready for foreign tourists. The project, called the North Korean Benidorm by analogy with the famous Spanish resort, offers clean beaches, luxury hotels, and a variety of entertainment comparable to the best world resorts. North Korea opened its borders to tourists in December 2024, and, according to government officials, in June 2025, tourist city of Wonsan Kalma, a large resort on the east coast of the country, will begin to welcome guests. The project, called the North Korean Benidorm by analogy with the famous Spanish resort, offers clean beaches, luxury hotels, and a variety of entertainment comparable to the best world resorts. Wonsan Kalma Resort Complex consists of approximately 150 hotels, dining establishments, and attractions that are currently under construction along the 5-kilometer stretch of Myeongsaesinmi Beach, located near the city of Wonsan on the eastern coast. Their hotels, restaurants, spas, shops, a water park, a cinema, a stadium, and even an airfield. A special feature of the resort complex is the view of the missile test site where ballistic missiles are tested. The construction was planned to be completed in 2020, but the deadline was postponed due to the global COVID-19 pandemic. The resort is located 160 kilometers, 100 miles, from Pyongyang, in a picturesque bay among the Kumgangsan Mountains. Nearby is the Masikryon Ski Resort and Hotel. The resort is suitable for tourists with different income levels. There are both budget options and VIP cottages with luxurious amenities. A full 7-day tour with flights, meals, and excursions will cost $2,000 per person. The swimming season lasts from June to September. The Wonsan Kalma Resort is positioned as a symbol of the country's economic breakthrough. North Korea actively promotes tourism that is not subject to UN sanctions and uses it to attract foreign currency. In 2024, the State Tourism Agency released an advertising video featuring foreign tourists enjoying their vacation. North Korean officials' initial focus was primarily on attracting South Korean and Chinese tourists when the construction of the resort started 7 years ago. But, despite the amicable diplomatic relations with the People's Republic of China and the reopening of North Korea's borders after the global COVID-19 pandemic, Chinese tourist groups have failed to materialize. The prospect of luring back South Korean tourists remains highly improbable without a significant political advancement. However, the newly arrived Russian tourists who have already participated in several limited day trips to Wonsan Kalma are now the focus of North Korean authorities, although the Russians represent a significantly smaller potential revenue stream than the Chinese or South Korean visitors. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.